This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. In today's episode, we are going to talk to you about why gratitude plays such an important role in attracting more happiness, more success, more productivity. And I'm also joined by one of our very own team members, Kyla. So we will be able to share with you some behind the scenes gratitude practices that we have here at Basic Bananas. Hi, and welcome back. This is Franziska here. And I also brought in one of our fabulous team members, Kyla. Hey, Kyla.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Franziska.
Now, Kyla is here because Kyla is very good at the topic that we are sharing today, which is the power of gratitude. And the reason why I asked Kyla to join today is because Kyla is in charge here at Basic Bananas of gift giving for our customers, and also really of just managing gratitude, because it's actually something that can be managed. Now, before we give you four different ways to use the power of gratitude, let's give you a little bit of reasons why gratitude plays such an important role in attracting more happiness, more success, more productivity, etc. So do you want to share some of the studies? We've actually found a lot of studies that have been done by Harvard University, University of Pennsylvania, different studies on the power of gratitude. So it's not really something that we are just pulling out of nowhere. This is actually amazing. So do you want to maybe share some of the why gratitude is so beneficial to any company?
Sure. So one of the main things is that it improves your physical and psychological health. And it can improve your self-esteem, mental strength, and pretty much can improve everything all over.
And there have been studies where they have actually, there's one, I want to share one particular study actually with you, which was done by the Wharton, I don't know how to say this, Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. And what they did, this is a really good study, what they did is they divided university fundraisers into two groups. So there were two groups of students, one when they all made phone calls to ask for donations for a charity. Now, one of the two groups just went on and did their phone calls like always. The second group, they actually received a pep talk from the director of the annual giving. So before they made their phone calls, they received a little bit of a pep talk saying, "Hey, we really appreciate you. The work you're doing is so meaningful. And thank you so much for doing everything that you're doing." Now, that second group that got the pep talk made 50% more fundraising calls than the people that didn't get any gratitude. So this is a really good example of a really practical and tangible example of how when you show more gratitude to your team members and also amongst your team members, it's so powerful. Because it makes you want to perform better. It makes you want to be a better human even. And there are studies out there that there's actually one study done by Harvard University at actually Harvard Business School. And what they found is that when you give, so when you give gratitude or give anything positive, it makes you happier. And then you have this loop of the happier you are, the more you want to give. And then it goes back to the more you give, the happier you are. So there's sort of this, they call it the positive feedback loop. And it's just really powerful. And another study again found that people that are giving more gratitude, they are a lot more engaged in the workforce. Just like the study from University of Pennsylvania, very similar. Now, also one last point, and then we go into really what is gratitude and then how we do it here at Basic Bananas and our different companies. One last bit is that there have also been studies that have proven that when you have a practice of gratitude in your life and in your business, you actually have lower stress levels and also better health. So companies that have figured out how to have gratitude as part of their culture, the team members are generally taking less sick days and they're generally less stressed and more productive. So I think these are very many reasons here for you to really want to implement some sort of a practice of gratitude in your own life, but also for your team members, if you have team members. Now, quickly, before we get into four things and I'll get Kyla to share some of our strategies here, what is the whole gratitude thing? So what do you need to do? And I want to share a quick story here with you. So I obviously am a big believer in giving gratitude to pretty much anything and everything that we get to experience in this lifetime. And so one of my practices that I use is every night when I go to bed, I usually read a book and then I start falling asleep. And just as I close my eyes to sleep, I just give gratitude to everything that comes to my mind. So I might lie there, close the eyes, and I might just say, for myself, not out loud, I might say, I'm grateful for the delicious chai tea I had today. Or I'm grateful for Kayla because she agreed to join me on the podcast today. Or I'm grateful for the great webinar that I got to run for our members. Or I'm grateful for the success stories that our Clever Bunch members had today. So I just go through a few things. Can be little, can be big. I can just be grateful that the sun is shining, anything. And then that's my practice. So then I just start falling asleep. Sometimes I only can say one thing because I'm already sleeping. Sometimes it's like 10 things and it takes me longer to go to go to sleep. It depends. Now, I shared this practice with someone who teaches gratitude. And that person said, oh, but you do it all wrong. You do it all wrong because what you have to do is you have to write it down. So what he said is you have to always write down everything you're grateful for. And that's the problem about a lot of these gratitude practices. They teach you one way and that there's only one way. But I believe that, like with most things in life, there is not one way. There's different ways to do this, and you just find the way that works for you. So whether that is you waking up in the morning and doing this, something called the, I think it's 5-minute journal in the morning where you write down everything you're grateful for, or you do it in the evening, or you write it, or you don't write it, or you talk it, or you don't talk it, just find whatever works for you. Now, here are 4 things that we do at Basic Banana. So that's your personal gratitude practice. Now, we also do different things in our companies, and we want to share with you 4 of these. Now, the first one is delighting, and I'll get Kayla here to take it away and share. I'll be quiet now and I'll get her to share what we do here and how we do it.
Sure. So we love to give gifts and give gratitude to our clients and the people around us. Whether it's sending even just a card to if they're having a hard time, or if they've achieved something awesome and we just want to let them know how great they're doing, or we arrange a little something, a nice little gift to send them as well. So we try and make it as personalized as well to the person. Anything can be nice to them, like chocolates, flowers, things like that. But it's also important if you do your research and you find out what they like, whether it's kind of asking somebody that can kind of help you, or researching to find a gift that you know they'll love. And it's just so that's something, it seems so little to us, but it can completely turn their day around or just make them even more motivated, which is awesome.
Yeah, actually we love that how you do it here, the gift giving, because as you say, it's okay also to just give flowers and chocolates, but it's so much more personal to, you know, we call it stalk the person a little bit.
Yeah.
So look, you can even, you know, some of our ninja tricks here are, well, they're not that ninja, but we look people up on social media.
Yep.
If we don't find anything about them, we might ask someone who knows them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's very personal and it's very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the gifting here, the gratitude is very thoughtful. And as you mentioned, it's often, so who gets gratitude? Well, it's often people, as you say, we had someone recently who had a very ill partner. So then we just figure out how can we make them smile a little bit. So we send them a little care pack, or maybe someone has a son who is won a soccer game for the first time and it's very exciting. And we send them a message, or someone who had to move houses, or someone had a really good success in their business.
Absolutely.
So it's always personal.
Yeah. And we always do a lovely, like, handwritten card. The whole team signs it and it's really, really nice.
Yeah, I like that. And also, so what usually happens is, I think Fiona or Pat or anyone who is customer facing, they obviously talk to a lot of customers. And then if they see something or hear a celebration, they just usually email you.
Yeah.
Right. And they say, hey, Kathy just had a really big win in her company.
Mm-hmm.
Could we send her something?
Yeah.
And then what do you, your next step is usually you just look them up a little bit?
Yeah. It's the first step, look them up. And sometimes people are very on private. You can't kind of find anything. So that's when if whether it's Pat or Fiona or something, I'll go to them and I'll ask them about them, because they obviously have lots of contact with them. So it's like, what do they like? What do you talk about? Like, so that kind of helps the direction in which to go in.
Yeah, I love that. And then where do you find these gifts? So once you have some ideas, where do you find some gifts?
There's a couple of really great kind of unique gift sites that are always really handy. So there's one that I use called thankly.com.au and wraps.com, and they kind of have, they just have unique gifts that, and even when I have no idea, I go onto these websites and I just research, have a look through, and things just pop out, and it's like, yes, like that would be perfect. And that's, it gives awesome. You ideas as well.
Yeah.
So there's really,
what's Thankly is one?
Thankly. Yep.
.com.au.
Yep. And wraps.com as
what's
well.
What's the other one?
Wrapped, WRAPPED, yeah. So they're things like that, just like boutique, unique gifts and things, even to give you good ideas if you're not quite sure.
If you
sure.
don't know what else you could get, that is a little bit special. Yeah. And then, of course, for anyone also who is listening from any other country than Australia, there's always Etsy, which is in most countries, actually. Etsy is E-T-S-Y, Etsy. And on Etsy, you can also find gifts from basically, they're usually sort of small, tiny businesses, crafters, artsy, people that can make cool stuff for you too. I've bought stuff on there for friends, like wallets with their
monograms
with the monogram on it, or jewelry or scarves or things like that.
Yeah, you can pretty much find anything if you have an idea and you think, oh, you can find it on Etsy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Excellent. Is there anything else that we should share about the gift giving? I think the postcard is really cool too.
Yeah.
That we sign a postcard.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. With all the team, they all write their own message. And another thing that we're already in the process of getting our own cards made and things, kind of. So it's like themed, and we have
yeah. So it's all themed, but it's not a marketing message. And you might wonder, as the listener here of this episode, you might think, but why would you spend all this time and money on doing this? It's like a huge effort, but it really goes a long way. Imagine if you are getting a gift from a company that you're engaged with to thank you for something, or to wish you well when you're sick, or to wish you well for your move, or to congratulate you with a very personal gift. It's, you will never forget this company. I actually think the investment that you put in terms of money, but also time, of course, Kyla's time, it's well worth it, because you just create a community of raving fans, and it's meaningful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Now, the second thing is our weekly team gratitude at the Friday lunch meetings. Do you want to explain those quickly? And then I'll explain the love languages.
Yeah, sure. So we have our team meeting every Friday where we all get together and talk about everything from our week. And one of the awesome things is we do a weekly gratitude. So we sometimes it's one person, sometimes we give gratitude to a whole bunch of people, but we have a rock and we pass it around and we give gratitude to another one of the team for something that they've done that week, or how they helped us, or just for being awesome. And we give them the gratitude, we pass along the rock, and we go around and we give each other gratitude.
It's awesome. It might sound a little bit like woo-woo for some people, or like, what sort of hippies are these guys? But it's actually really a great practice. And it's a practice that I got given, or that someone shared with me, one of my friends, Joey. She told me about this a few years ago, and we've been doing it ever since. And I remember even in the beginning when we sometimes forgot, suddenly one of the team members said, hey guys, we forgot the gratitude practice. It can be a little thing. It can be, I might give Kyla, well, now I won't because I'm already giving it away, but I might give Kyla the rock, and I might say, hey, thank you so much for being so brave to come onto a podcast. It's the very first time for Kyla, and it's definitely a little bit out of the comfort zone. So thank you so much for stepping up. You know, that might be it. And then Kyla has the rock, and she might give it to another team member and might say, hey, thank you for helping me find some cool gifts or whatever else. Yeah, I love that. Now, the third one I wanted to quickly share is the love languages. And this is actually based on a book by, I forgot actually the name of the writer, but it's called The Five Love Languages, if you Google that. And it's got the five love languages, which is for your personal relationships. And then it's also got the love languages at work. So it's got the two books, very similar. Now, the reason why this is a really good read for anyone and everyone is because we all receive gratitude slightly differently. And sometimes you might be in a relationship, whether it's romantic with your partner or even in work relationships, and you might be giving the gratitude, but it might not arrive because the person that you're giving it to might have a completely different, they call it the love language, might have a completely different way to receive gratitude and to receive acknowledgement. And so in the book, he talks about the five major love languages that we all fall into. We also, some of us have a combination, of course, of one or two of these. And it's really good to know which is your main love language and also what, how do your team members receive the gratitude? And I'll quickly walk you through four, because in a workplace, we really have four. In the fifth language is touch. So the, a lot of people communicate through touch. They like when they're being touched. Of course, at work, we have to be careful about that. So that's not included in the work love languages, but that's the fifth one. Now, the first one that he talks about is acts of service. Now, these are people that feel they get gratitude and they feel very loved and acknowledged when you do a little service for them. So here, actually, we have a few people. Let's see. I'm actually one of the people that are into acts of service. Also, I see Fiona, Aga, for example. So I give you one quick example. One morning a few months ago, I was running a workshop here for our Genius Bunch members, and I locked myself out of the house in the morning. So I forgot my key and I went swimming in the ocean, and I forgot to bring my key, and I locked the house from the inside. And so I came back and I texted the team. I said, "Hey guys, I'm locked out. I'm just standing here without clothes on and I might be late." And then I went to my neighbor. She had a key, so I got in, but I came to the headquarters here a little bit running late. And so as I walk in to run the workshop, Aga just handed me a green smoothie that she made. And she said, "Hey, I'm sure you didn't have breakfast. I made you a green smoothie." And that's an act of service. I'll never forget that. Because for me, that's an act of service. That's someone going out of their way to do something really nice for you. So that can be even, you know, Pat here does a lot of acts of services. He goes around, he's like, "Hey, who wants coffee?" Or he makes like a porridge for breakfast in the morning. And then we have a kitchen here, so he makes a porridge. He's like, "Who else wants it?" Mm-hmm. So some people have acts of service. The second love language. Some people want quality time. What's your one, actually?
I'm quality time. Yeah.
So Kyla likes quality time. And I can actually already tell that Kyla likes quality time because she always gives you quality time. So it's not my major language, but I'm aware that, for example, when Kyla walks into your office and you ask, "Hey," and she wants to deliver a message to someone, and you say, "Hey, Kyla, I got a quick question." She just stands there completely giving you 100% presence. It's not like rushed, "Hey, yeah, give me a second." It's like quality time gives you your few minutes face to face, complete presence. And that's quality time. So with Kyla, I know if I want to share with her that I appreciate her, I'm going to give her some quality time. I go into her office and go, "How's it going? And how was your weekend?" And I give her a few minutes rather than rushing around. So that's for someone quality time. The next one is words of affirmation. And words of affirmation, we have a few people here too. We have Philip, also Eric in Canada. A few people like words of affirmation. And that's when you just tell people how good they are. So it has to be the way to give your words of affirmation to someone, the gratitude, is by actually saying it in a specific way. So I might say, "Hey, Eric," who is our Canadian partner, I might say, "Eric, you are doing so well because we're getting so much amazing feedback from our Canadian members of the Clever Bunch. I've just got another email. You're just such a great facilitator." So it's very specific. It's not just, "Hey, well done." It's like, "Hey, thank you so much for being so amazing because you're doing blah, blah, blah." So that's words of affirmation. And then the last one is tangible gifts. And this one is actual gifts. So this one is what Kyla mentioned in the first point, is actually gifting gifts. And again, we have a few people, Chandra, for example, Chris, and also Ivy, are people that feel really appreciated when they're getting a gift. And this doesn't have to be, it's not about big gifts or small gifts. It's just the act of actually thinking of someone and buying them a little gift is really how they love to communicate. Now, how do you know which language you have? Well, you can read the book and you can also do a quiz. So there's a quiz online. It's free if you Google the five love languages or even just the love languages. And you can do a free quiz. We all did it here at Basic Bananas. You can also get your whole team to do that. And it's really insightful because you can either do the quiz or you might even notice suddenly how you are giving your own, basically how you are giving your own gratitude. So I know for myself, I'm probably a little bit better at doing acts of service and I'm probably not so good at, for example, quality time. But now that I know these languages, I can sort of encourage myself to give in different ways. I hope this makes sense. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you want to add something?
No, no. That's perfect.
Did I do a good job?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, the last one, number four, is celebrating. And, you know, but as you get a practice, and I talk about this a lot through this podcast, is when you have a practice of celebration, when you really make celebration a habit in your company, you will automatically attract more gratitude, you will attract more success, you will attract more happiness, you will attract more productivity. And so one thing that we do, again, this is in our Friday lunch meetings, every Friday, the ones that Kyla mentioned before, every Friday we come together and we share lunch, we have lunch together, and we start with a celebration. And the question is always, what is one celebration of the week? So what was one celebration last week that you had? So we can share a practical example. Do you remember?
That I had?
You had so many probably.
I think I had a few, yeah. I think I filmed some, the ops manual. Yes,
the operations manual.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So we just start with one celebration. So Kyla might say, I want to celebrate that I filmed some really good videos for our operations manual. Yep. Yeah. And my one, for example, last week was that we are working with more and more incredible international companies through our branding agency. So it's just a celebration and it's a practice, because as business owners, it's very easy to keep running, because that's really the nature of running a business. There's always so many ups and downs, and often we just keep running and we don't often look back and pat ourselves on our own back saying, hey, well done. You know, we did a good job here. So you can make it a little practice for yourself also if you choose to do so. That's pretty much it. Did we forget anything, or is that pretty much all good?
Yeah, that covers.
Do you want to share one final? I'm putting you on the spot. That's so mean, isn't it?
No. Just
final word.
Give gratitude, and yeah, it'll make others around you happier and also yourself happier.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Which I don't think we mentioned, that there's also research which I've studied years ago when I did a talk on this, is that when you give something to someone, gratitude, or whether it's a gift or gratitude or delighting someone, of course that other person will be impacted, but actually the impact is way more selfish. So the impact that you have by being generous and giving gratitude is actually even bigger on yourself than it is on the other person, because it just makes you happy when you're being a generous person. So yes, as Kyla says, be generous, give more gratitude. And actually, this just came to my mind, a good idea. If you want to give gratitude right now, you're welcome to go onto our podcast, also in iTunes. This is a bit cheeky, isn't it? But you're welcome to make yourself feel better. How about you go into iTunes and you find Pick of the Bunch, our show, and you leave us a review. If you like the show, of course, then that we would love to get a review from you, because it helps us share these episodes with more people. And of course, our mission here is to creating more ripple effects as much as possible, as we possibly can. So thank you so much. And I'd love to give you gratitude for listening, and Kyla, huge gratitude for stepping up and stepping out of her comfort zone and being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, guys.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.